Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to ask you all to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Why I want you to go there is because I want you to sign up for my free newsletter. We are so blessed here on the show. So many of my guests are coming back to me later and having special offers they want to share with you all, and all those details are coming out in the newsletter. And also when you're at that newsletter, you're going to get lots of gifts and bonuses from our radio guests, but I'm also going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with the tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, was given 30 minutes to live, that near-death experience, the abuse, and the divorce. All of the tools I use are in those videos I'm going to send you for free. So go to that website of mine, AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for the newsletter because as soon as I get information from our guests, I can send it to you. Then you don't have to wait a week for the next show. Now, I want to get you to mark your calendars because if you're in business, I want to invite you to join me on Tuesday, May the 14th. I'm going to be hosting a free teleseminar called 5 Essential Tips to Broadcast Your Business to Millions. So you want to sign up for that, just do that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And for anyone who has a product or a service or a message that you want to get out to the world and you'd love to do what I'm doing, I am offering the next training date for how to launch and monetize a successful radio show in 30 days. That training is going to be starting on May 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Just so you know, both of these trainings, I do send you the link for the archive show, so you don't have to be on the live call to listen to them. Okay, so if you're hearing the time, 1 p.m. doesn't work for you, you're going to get the recording and you can listen to that at your convenience. Okay, so all the details about the course and the teleseminar are on my website at AskSueLondon.com and ready for you to sign up today. And also, I want to give you guys some money. So if you go to when you're at my website, sign up for my affiliate program. What does that mean to you? When you go to AskSueLondon.com and become my affiliate, every time you share my products, my services, my training programs, and when someone signs up for the link that's specially made for you, I'm going to send you a check. So wouldn't that be awesome if I sent you a check every month just simply for helping me help others? So go to AskSueLondon.com, and it's the affiliate link, and join that today, and then start sending all the details out as well. Now, I told you earlier that, you know, when you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get details about special offers. Well, last week we had Jill Lubin on the show. You'll remember we talked about having publicity. Well, Jill contacted me after the show. She loved being with us so much and loved you all so much that she wanted to make another special offer to you all. She talked about her course called Publicity Crash Course. If you go to publicitycrashcourse.com, she is offering 50% off that fee. So here's what you have to do to get that course from her. You go to publicitycrashcourse.com. You're going to order the course. And then in the promo code, you're going to enter Get Inspired at the checkout, and that's how you'll receive the 50% off. So again, that's publicitycrashcourse.com, and you go to publicitycrashcourse.com. That's the course you're entering. And then the promo code you enter is Get Inspired. You're going to enter that at the checkout, and then you'll receive 50% off. So go with that, guys. She's really knowledgeable, as you'll remember from last week's show. Now, also, I'm so excited today about our guest. Can you hear how the excitement in my voice? And I didn't even have a B12 shot yet today, guys. One more thing before we catch up with Christopher, what's new with him. I want you all to go to another link, and this link is ebay.ca/children's wish. Anytime I have an opportunity to help a children's wish come true for the Children's Wish Foundation, I'm there. And they have a huge auction happening right now. And my husband and I, we've donated our condo that we own in Mount Tremblant, Quebec. So you'll see details of that in there, as well as all kinds of other different donations people have made. So go to ebay.ca/children's wish. Make an offer on the auction and help me help so many kids and having their wishes come true. Again, that's ebay.ca/children's wish. So, got to check in with my wonderful producer, Christopher. What's been happening with you this week, my friend?
I just want to know when there's going to be some time to relax.
Relax? For
yes.
What, you or for me?
Well, I guess that would go for both of us with the way you're talking.
Oh, you know what? Can you hear how excited I am today? Like, I'm telling you, I had a psych case session with our guest on Monday, and I'm, like, doing the hyper happy dance here. And, you know, like, I don't even, like, get this high on my B12 shots.
Oh, I know. I was just, you know, when you just said you didn't get your B12 shot, I knew it had to be that.
I know. Well, also, I got to tell you, and all our listeners who've been following the show every week, they knew that, you know, my husband Ross and I had a house built, right? And as of today, I am looking at a pile of sod soon to be laid, and we will have a real lawn. So I'm so excited about that. And
Ooh.
Tomorrow, an early Mother's Day gift, I'm getting my paved driveway. So, like, happy dance or what here happening in the London house?
That is great. A paved driveway. And you know what? If it were me, I'd want to paint lines on the driveway, too, like a road, you know, yellow lines in the middle.
Oh.
No, that's too much.
You're not coming to my house to do that, my friend.
I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so excited because, you know, our dogs are so confused. They don't know where to pee. And we go for a walk. Our poor dogs that are normally white, they are red in color. And, you know, I was out walking today, and I said to Ross, oh, my gosh, this poor dog, they don't know where to do their business. And Willie stopped in the middle of the sidewalk and just let it go right there because there's been no grass or trees or anything for them to go. So this is going to be like a whole new training thing happening. This is grass. This is where you go, you know? So it's really interesting, the little things you miss when you lose it, you know?
I know. And I wish that all dogs were that simple too. Like with Bella, my little Shih Tzu, I don't know what's on her mind. I know there's a lot of things on her mind and I never know, you know, what she's thinking, you know, and I don't know when and where she's going to go. We have to walk her all over the place. Now we have a leash that she can go on outside, you know, without us if she wants to and have her own. She wants privacy. She's just like a person.
Oh, she's shy.
Yeah, she is very shy, yeah.
See, my dogs, I can, like, they'll pee on demand for me. They're so, like, well-trained. And I can say, okay, go pee, guys. And they literally will lift their leg and pee on demand.
That's great. I wish on demand existed with me.
Well, you know what? Carry a treat with you. That's what I found, like having little treats. And then when they pee, I give them the treat right away, right?
Good idea.
So that was my little secret. But Mother's Day's coming up. Got any big plans?
As a matter of fact, we do. We are making reservations at Venice Restaurant, which is a nice Italian restaurant doing an all-you-can-eat brunch buffet.
Perfect. Well, I'm really excited. I don't have to cook. We're all going over to our oldest daughter's, and I get to sit and play with our grandchildren, and they're all cooking, so it's awesome. I'm excited. I don't have to do anything, and I don't even have the mess here. We're all going to our daughter's house, so I'm really excited about my weekend, too. So all you mothers and future mothers, happy early Mother's Day from us at Get Inspired Radio.
And don't forget 1 month, Father's Day.
Don't worry. We'll make sure we add that.
Okay.
But don't you think this would be, like, really awesome if all the husbands listening, and, you know, I'm mentioning this for my husband as well, to, you know, give, you know, flowers or roses to their wives as well, as not just the children giving stuff? Don't you think that's kind of a little nice hint to put out there?
That's great.
Boy, I'm hearing dead air there.
There was a call coming in asking you if she could go on the air, and I said I wasn't sure if you were taking calls yet.
I'm glad you brought that up. Folks, what's happening? Last week we held a contest that two of our lucky listeners were going to win an on the show psych case session with our guest Nicole Craig today. And those guests had to be contacted before the show started today and were prepared in how the process worked. And so today two guests are going to be on the show, and we're not taking calls, but what's happening, our wonderful guest Nicole has so kindly wanted to help everyone listening. And we only have so much time. So anyone listening, if you go to awesomelife.ca, that is our guest's website, and she has a special offer that you can have a treatment with her, the same as what you're going to hear on the show tonight, and the cost is 50% off, so it's only going to cost you like $45. So everyone listening, we all still want to help everyone listening, but we can only do the two people that, you know, won the contest from last week, but everyone else can, you know, take advantage of this. And I'm telling you, everyone listening, do it. I'm like higher than a kite, and it's incredible. So I better stop going jabbering on and tell you about our guest, right? So our guest is Nicole Craig, and we are going to be talking about Psych K. Now, let me tell you about Nicole. She's awesome. She's incredible. I love her to bits. Nicole is very passionate about each and every one of us activating our personal power to create an environment of peace, compassion, and abundance through our beliefs and the power of our mind. She is so devoted to assisting people in recognizing and eliminating destructive, self-defeating thoughts and behaviors using a simple and direct way to change self-limiting beliefs at the subconscious level of the mind. Now, Nicole believes that to change our world, we need to change ourselves first. So I want to encourage each one of you listening to go to Nicole's website, awesomelife.ca. That is spelled awesomelife.ca. Accept this offer she's giving you guys. It won't last long, and I want to see all of you feel and experience what is happening for me, and my husband's having stuff as well happening, all great stuff. So without any further delay, Nicole, my dear friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Gosh, I spoke to you a couple hours ago, and you hear how I'm even winding up more as we've been, like, talking?
I know. It's so great to hear your enthusiasm.
Well, I love what you've done for me. I've watched what you've been doing for my husband, and you're amazing, and I think Psych K is absolutely awesome. What I'm thinking, what I want to do, we have our first winner, Paul, ready to go, so why don't we bring him on? And you start working with Paul, and then the listeners can hear that. And
absolutely.
Then, okay, sound good? And then I think what we're going to do, instead of taking the commercial break like we should be right now, we're going to, like, just not do that commercial break, and you work with Paul as long as you need to be.
Okay, that sounds wonderful, Sue.
Okay, so Christopher, do you want to bring Paul on now?
Paul, you're on the air.
Hello, Paul.
How are you? How are you doing today?
Good. So, Nicole, do you want to take over working with Paul? And I'll
absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, Paul. It's Nicole again.
Nicole, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good, good. Just for the listeners, I just wanted to let you know that I had the occasion to speak with Paul a day or so ago, and just to explain a little bit about the process so that he would be familiar, because, as you know, we're on air, and we do have some limited time, so we're going to go through the process with Paul. And so what I'd like to do is go right into the process with Paul at looking at changing some of the limiting beliefs that Paul has spoken to me about in our last call. And then afterwards, I can go into a little more detail, if you want, as far as what happened. Is that okay for everyone?
Sounds good here.
Okay. So, perfect. Paul, tell me a little bit, maybe just for our listeners, what exactly were some of those limiting thoughts surrounding abundance that you had that you mentioned to me?
I think some of the biggest things that we talked about was barriers, negative barriers that you have that you think about. They don't have to be specific negative statements, but things that you feel inhibit your ability to do certain things. A couple of the statements and thoughts that we came to the conclusion that I have was I never feel as if the efforts that I'm putting forth are enough. I always feel that I have to do more, and I never truly celebrate the successes that I do have because of those feelings that it's never enough and that I always have to do more to achieve success and happiness.
Absolutely, Paul. And you're not alone in that. There's many, many people that feel that way, where they're just spinning their wheels the whole time. They really can't celebrate their success because they feel they have to do more. So, Paul, when we spoke about that, the way Psyche works is we do want to identify the limiting thoughts or the limiting patterns that are going on. And when we did this with Paul, then what we want to do is we want to come out from there with some new beliefs that will be powerful in your subconscious and will move you away from these limiting thoughts. So we were able to come to a couple of belief statements that we're going to work with today. And the first one, Paul, that we had looked at was, I am happy with my level of effort and feel accomplished. How does that resonate with you, Paul?
It resonates in the fact that it's trying to reverse those negative thoughts that you continuously have, right?
Right. And so does that tug at your heart? Would you like to have that belief strong inside of you?
Yeah, of course I would.
Good. Because, you know, that's the other important thing about our beliefs, is that we want to make sure that they really work for the person. So for me as a facilitator, I can be coming up with a whole bunch of statements, but that's my statement. I'm not working that way. I'm just a facilitator here, and I'm working with my partner, which is Paul right now, and I want to make sure that Paul, that these words are his and he feels good about them so that it evokes some feeling within him. Okay? The second one, Paul, that we had looked at was on the success side, because you do need to celebrate those successes, whatever size they may be. So my success is a result of my commitment to personal achievement, and I celebrate my successes as they come. How does that feel?
Well, it feels good if we can make those continuous thoughts, right?
Absolutely. And does that make you feel good about your successes when you hear that?
Yeah, of course it does. And it makes you realize that even the small success should be celebrated as much as a large success. I don't think they need to be small or large. They just need to be, you need to realize that you've done a good job or you are successful.
Excellent. Great. Okay, so that's wonderful. So we've identified some of the statements that we want, or some of the beliefs that we want Paul to have in his, and lodged into his subconscious. And so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go in and muscle test these. Muscle testing is a way for us to communicate with the subconscious. And so because we're doing this on the phone, or whether we were doing this on Skype, I could ask Paul to self-muscle test himself. Most of you have probably seen muscle testing done with someone else doing it. There are ways to self-muscle test. But to make sure that you trust in your self-muscle testing and you feel good about it, you need some practice in that area. When I discussed this with Paul felt that he wasn't quite as comfortable. He's done muscle testing, but not quite comfortable to do it on his own. And that's still your thought, right, Paul?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So what I've done is I have volunteered to be a surrogate for Paul. And when we speak of surrogation, it's part of our Psyche process. And really all we're doing in surrogation is we're creating a link-up between Paul's superconscious mind and my superconscious mind. So it's not that I become Paul and I start acting like Paul totally or anything. No, it just means that there is a link between his and my superconscious. So what happens is that I can now, once I do the surrogation process, which we'll do in a minute, I can then do self-muscle testing, and I'm really doing it for Paul. So it's no longer for me, Nicole. It is now for Paul. So let's go right into it. So the first thing I'm going to do, Paul, is I'm going to test to see, you know, just to make sure that I'm still Nicole and you're still Paul. And the way I do this is I actually self-muscle test. And I will tell you the answers of my muscle testing results. So when I say it's a strong result, it usually means that's a yes, okay? If it's a weak response, it's a no. So the first thing I'm going to do is say my name is Nicole, and I will muscle test, and it's a yes. It's a strong response. Now I will say my name is Paul, and it's a weak response. I'm going right through, so it's a no. That's good. Now the next part that I'm going to do is I'm going to get permission from our super consciousness that we can be doing the surrogation process today. So I'm going to go into that, and I'm going to say it's safe and appropriate for Nicole to be a surrogate for Paul, and I will muscle test. And that's a strong response, so it's a yes. My next permission protocol is it's safe and appropriate for Paul to have Nicole be the surrogate. And I muscle test, and it's a strong response, so that's a yes. So now what I'm going to do is to ensure the surrogation has worked, I'm going to retest my name and Paul's name. My name is Nicole. Oops, that's a weak. Now I have a no. My name is Paul. It's now strong. So I am now linked up to Paul's super consciousness. Okay? Now, to move into the balance of Psyche, I'm going to go into those two belief statements that we established for Paul and muscle test to see if they are already in his subconscious. So the first one is, I am happy with my level of effort and feel accomplished, and I will muscle test. Oh, my goodness. Very weak, Paul. I'm afraid you don't have that one in your subconscious. And that's probably why you feel that you're never doing enough. Uh-huh. The next one, my success is a result of my commitment to personal achievement, and I celebrate my successes as they come. And I'm muscle testing, and I'm weak. Now, you may say, well, yes, of course it's weak because, you know, he told you this. But what's interesting is Paul is speaking to me from his conscious mind right now when he speaks. What I really want to know is what's in the subconscious mind, because sometimes they're not aligned. And Psyche is all about aligning your subconscious with your conscious. I mean, Paul wants to be successful, wants to be doing enough and celebrating. We want to make sure that his subconscious is supporting him along this journey. So, Paul, now that I have these two and I know that they are weak, we want to reverse this. We want to make these two statements strong beliefs in your subconscious. And the way we're going to move through that, we're going to do a balance called energy focusing. And energy focusing uses, as the title says, energy. And I'm going to be working with different belief points on your body. They're located, there's 12 of them. They're located anywhere between your neck and your pelvis. Okay? I will go through them as if, and they're really being done on you, okay, although I'm your surrogate. You may feel something, Paul, while I'm doing this, or you may not. It doesn't matter. Some people are more intuitive, feel certain things. Others, they don't, but it really does make no difference to the Psyche process. So here we go. I will test each of the belief points to find out which one is the block to you having these beliefs in your subconscious. And the first thing I do is I basically send some energy into you to get the priorities out. I want to find out what the first priority, so I just send some energy into your navel area. So I'm doing that now. And Paul, while I'm doing this, all you need to do at the other end is just relax and feel, okay? So I'm sending some energy, and now I'm going to go through the different points. The first one is self-worth, and I'm going to muscle test. Strong. Bonding. Strong. unconditional love. Weak. Your first point, Paul, is unconditional love.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a statement associated with unconditional love, and I'm going to muscle test that one. And the statement is, I know who I am when I love myself unconditionally, and I will muscle test it. And it's very weak. The opposite of that statement, the B side, I'm going to muscle test it also to see what's going on there. I am a stranger to myself when I love myself unconditionally, and I muscle test it, and it's strong. So what's happening, Paul, is that under unconditional love, that is your first priority that's come out for these to be of any, you know, for us to reverse these beliefs for you. And you are a reverse. So you do not believe, in your subconscious, you do not believe that you know who you are when you love yourself unconditionally. You're not seeing yourself, you're putting conditions on yourself to be loved. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay. So you're really the opposite. So we want to reverse that. So the way we do this, now we're going to send some energy into that point. And the point of unconditional love, the belief point, is located right in the middle, sort of where your heart is, okay, on the breastbone, but right in the middle there. So I'm going to send some energy into that point, and I'm going to repeat the positive statement three times with my eyes open, and then I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to say it three times silently in my head. And while I'm doing that, all I'm asking you is to just be open and let the energy flow in you at that level. Here we go. I know who I am when I love myself unconditionally. I know who I am when I love myself unconditionally. I know who I am when I love myself unconditionally. And now I'm closing my eyes and silently repeating. Okay. I'm going to retest that point again. So unconditional love, muscle test. Oh, now it's nice and strong, Paul. I'm going to retest the statement. I know who I am when I love myself unconditionally, and I'm muscle testing, and it's strong. Nice. Nice job. I am a stranger to myself when I love myself unconditionally. Weak. So, Paul, we have reversed that now. So what does that mean? That means that the block that you had there in unconditional love is gone. You now know who you are when you love yourself unconditionally. In other words, you don't put conditions. You know who you are, and you're free to accept that unconditional love. The next part that I'm going to ask now is that's one belief point that may clear these balance, you know, clear these beliefs. But I want to find out if there's another belief point that will help us solidify the change of these beliefs. So I'm going to ask your subconscious. There is another belief point to balance for this goal now, and I will muscle test. And it says yes. So I'm going to go through it again. I'm going to send some energy. I'm going to move a little quicker in this one now that we've done one of them. Self-worth, strong. Bonding, strong. Unconditional love, strong. Contentment, strong. Letting go, strong. Harmony, strong. Internalization, strong. Inner direction, weak. Okay, so your next point is inner direction. The statements for inner direction are, you're going to find this interesting. I am in charge of my own life. And I will muscle test it. It's weak. Other people and forces control my life. And that is strong. So, Paul, Your next block is with your inner direction. Basically, your subconscious does not believe that you're in charge of your own life. It believes that other people and forces control your life. Have you ever seen that in your life? Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, of course.
You have?
Yep.
Okay. So that could be a lot of why you're spinning your wheels and feeling like you can't celebrate your successes. You know, the more you don't feel in charge, the more you can't really celebrate something. So we're going to send some energy down there. We're going to clear this up again for you, and we're going to do the same process. So I'm going to send some energy into the inner direction point. The inner direction point is right at the root. It's sort of like right at the bottom of your pelvis. That's where that point is. It's sort of like your grounding chakra, if you want. You know, the bottom, the root chakra. It's in there. So I'm going to send some energy in there, and I'm going to repeat the statement three times again. Eyes open and then silently eyes closed. I'm in charge of my own life. I am in charge of my own life. I am in charge of my own life. I will test it. Inner direction. It's now strong on muscle testing. I am in charge of my own life. Strong. Other people and forces control my life. Weak. Okay, so that one's reversed now. So let me ask again. There is another belief point to balance for this goal now, and I will muscle test it. No. So it has told me no. So Paul, the two points, the two belief points that were preventing you from feeling or having those beliefs, those two beliefs that we started with are unconditional love and inner direction. Now, I'm going to send you after the show, I'm going to send you an email with all this information. So you don't have to worry about, did I forget anything? What were those statements? I will send all that to you, okay?
Okay.
So now I'm just going to check to make sure the process is complete. I'm going to ask your subconscious. The process is complete. And now you get a strong response, which is yes. So now I'm going to go back to those two first beliefs that we want to make sure are in your subconscious. And we're going to check if they are. So I'm going to go back to it. I am happy with my level of effort and feel accomplished. And I will muscle test that. Oh, Paul, it's very, very strong. Like I can't break the bond there. My success is a result of my commitment to personal achievement, and I celebrate my successes as they come. Very strong. So, Paul, you now have in your subconscious mind the belief that you are happy with your level of effort and feel accomplished, and that your success is a result of your commitment to personal achievement, and you celebrate your successes as they come. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Yeah.
Are you doing the happy dance now, Paul, like I am?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicole, can I ask you a question? So
sure.
You just worked on Paul.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, can I just, I'm just going to release the surrogation.
Sure, and then I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
On behalf of Paul.
Surrogation is released. Okay, good.
Okay.
My name is Nicole. Strong. My name is Paul. Weak. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, so what I want to ask you, now you just worked on Paul.
Yes.
What should Paul do now? Like drink lots of water, rest? What?
Absolutely, because Paul, some people, as Sue could tell you, there are some people who will react differently. It could affect their physical well-being. It could also, you may have dreams after this, and
yeah.
Dreams may be a little strange. There may be different things coming up that are linked to this. But basically, don't be afraid of that, because that's usually just a release, okay? So if you do have dreams and you're finding that you're dreaming about things that you know, from your past, from your upbringing, that's where a lot of those limiting beliefs come from, by the way. They come from our programming when we're very young. And so you may be going back a little bit in time, or there might be some other things, and that's okay. So drink lots of water. Make sure, because you are detoxifying, frankly. You're releasing all this. So drink lots of water. Take it easy over the next few days. I also strongly recommend that you keep these two beliefs. That's why I'm going to send them to you by email, that you keep them with you. You keep them, you know, in a journal or anything that you have. Keep them in view, because now these are in your subconscious. We don't have to worry about that, which is the best part. And that's how quick you can do this with Psyche. What you want to do now is align your conscious mind to understand that, yes, my subconscious now believes this, and there's going to be some things coming to me. Your vibrational level is changing as a result of these new beliefs that are now programmed into your subconscious. You want to align your conscious mind with that. So,
Mary, move it. Sorry, Nicole. I was going to say, we have to take a break. Can I get you to just wrap up with Paul during the commercial break?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
We're just going to take a very, very short break because we want to make sure we have enough time for Nicole to work with our next person. So stay tuned. We're going to be back after this very short break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKN. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Nicole Craig. And Nicole today has been doing Psych K. Now, you can't call in today because we held a contest last week, if you were listening, that two very lucky people were going to experience on the show today the Psych K session. So what's happening for all of you listening is that Nicole has so kindly offered a special deal for all of you listening because we all want to make sure you all benefit from this. If you go to Nicole's website, awesomelife.ca, again, that's awesomelife.ca, you will see where it says sign up for the special offer, and you will receive 50% off of the same session, what you're hearing on the show today. And it's a great deal. Everybody can do it. I think the price is, was it $45, Nicole, that you're offering it at?
Yes, yes, half price.
So, folks, I've had it done. My husband's had it done. I've turned into more of a motor mouth. I know. Who knew it was possible? But I am so happy, happy hyper, I guess the word would say, and I'm seeing so much success coming. And I had my session on Monday. So, everybody listening, please take this offer. Now, we want to make sure we have time for this next caller. So, Christopher, can you bring Suzanne on now?
Suzanne, you are on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Suzanne.
How are you?
Good. Are y'all ready for a session with Nicole?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Okay, Nicole, take over, my friend.
All right. So again, Suzanne and I had an opportunity to speak yesterday, and we did. I'm just going, because I know we have to move this along, Suzanne.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you right away to talk about some of your feelings around the abundance and the money that you had. Just
okay.
A few points.
Sure. I have quite a bit of fear around money. I fear that I don't have enough of it. I fear that I'm going to get into debt, which I'm not, but there is that fear. And I also fear that I'm, I also believe that I'm undeserving of money.
Okay. So with Suzanne, we had the opportunity again to take this and come up with three strong belief statements that we thought would help Suzanne and make sure that she has these in her subconscious. I'm going to read them quickly so that our audience knows what we're talking about. Okay, Suzanne?
Okay.
The first one was, I am deserving of money and all the abundance that life has to offer. Right?
Yes.
The second one was, I release any and all anxiety about money.
Yes.
The third one was, money flows to me from expected and unexpected sources. So what I'm going to do again is I'm going to do again the surrogation for Suzanne. I'm going to muscle test these three statements, and we're going to do a little bit of a different balance where we're going to balance all three, and instead of doing the energy focusing like I did with Paul, we're going to do something a little different. So let me get into it right away. First thing I'm going to do is do the surrogation. My name is Nicole, strong. My name is Suzanne, weak. I'm going to do the permission protocol. It is safe and appropriate for Nicole to be a surrogate for Suzanne. Safe. It's strong. It is safe and appropriate for Suzanne to have Nicole be the surrogate. Safe. Okay. I am deserving of money and all the abundance that life... Oh, sorry. Let me just check. My name is Nicole. Weak. My name is Suzanne. Strong. Good. I am deserving of money and all the abundance that life has to offer. Weak, so it's not a belief. I release any and all anxiety about money. Also weak, not a belief. Money flows to me from expected and unexpected sources. That one is weak, not as much as the other two, but it's not a solid belief. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into an intention balance using a process called resolution balance. So I'm going to ask permission to ensure that we can do this. So it is safe and appropriate to balance for this goal now. Yes. Every part of this system is ready, willing, and able to balance for this goal now using the resolution balance. And yes, we have permission. So now what I'm going to do is I am going to go through the resolution balance. And the way the resolution balance, and I want, Suzanne, on your end, what I would like you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
And I would like you to feel this as I go through it. Okay. The first thing I'm going to do is just a quick process where I'm going to determine which side of the hemisphere of your brain is possibly blocked. So that's just something I do.
Okay.
That one's okay. That one's blocked. Okay. Good. Okay. So now what I'm going to do, Suzanne, is I'm going to stand, close my eyes, and I'm going to put an intention balance through. And I'm going to, my intention is for you, and I'd like you to think about this as we go along together.
Okay.
The intention is that I'm going to open my arms to each side. And you can do this yourself, too, while I'm doing this.
Okay.
Put my arms out. And in one hand, I have... You, Suzanne, well, our super consciousnesses are linked right now. So Suzanne is in my hand. I am in my hand as Suzanne. On my right hand, I have her. In the left hand, I have all the wonderful things that money brings, all the deserving of the money, of the abundance. There's no anxiety there. There's nothing. There's a feeling of confidence. There's money flowing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to relax and just think about these two wonderful in each of my hands, in each hemisphere is in my hand, and then I'm going to let my body bring these two together. So my arms are coming forward. And by the way, I'm just letting my subconscious bring this together. It's not me forcing it. It's just a natural process. And now in the front, my hands link. And now I can feel Suzanne and all these wonderful beliefs about money coming together. There's no anxiety. There's just confidence. There's a good feeling. And then my hands are coming towards my body. They're linked, my hands, and they're coming towards. Can you feel that, Suzanne? It's coming towards you. And it's going inside of you. Those beliefs are lodging themselves. The energy is lodging themselves in your heart, in your feeling point of the whole body. And once you feel it all through your body, oh, gosh, it feels good. Yes. And now I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to lock it in. Great. How did that feel?
Oh, I had goosebumps going all down my back.
Great.
I was kind of feeling that Suzanne was a little bit floaty there.
Yeah, it's an amazing balance, this one. You just feel so, I feel it. Oh, my goodness. I'm tingling right here. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now let me check we want to make sure this went through and this is, the process is complete, and we want to make sure that those three wonderful beliefs are lodged into your subconscious.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and muscle test each one of them. I am deserving of money and all the abundance that life has to offer. Very strong, Suzanne.
Excellent.
Big change, big change. Good job. I release any and all anxiety about money. Very strong.
Great.
Money flows to me from expected and unexpected sources. Very strong. You know, it's just wonderful because it's all of it is super strong, and now that is lodged in your subconscious. And you know, Suzanne, if any of these had been weak,
right,
all we would have done is gone back and either let the process penetrate even more, or we would have just done an additional balance.
Okay.
Okay? So it's not automatic. People think, oh, yeah, it's automatic. It'll go strong. No, there have been some situations where there's a bit more resistance on a thing, and we go back and we do more.
Is that
but you're really... You're good to go now.
Oh, great.
You get ready for all that money that's coming in.
And, you know, if you ever want to take me out for lunch, Suzanne, just call, okay?
I'm just going to release a surrogation. Okay. A surrogation is released. Strong. My name is Nicole. Oops. Let me see, that went weak for me, so I got to let it penetrate. Surrogation is released. Strong. Suzanne, you don't want to leave me. My name is Nicole. Strong. My name is Suzanne. Weak. Good. We're done on that one. So, again, as I was saying to Paul, when you have this, you know, drink some water, feel it. You may have some things come up. You may or you may not. Don't worry either way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Some people will have changes. You know, Sue, with your husband, it's very different than your changes.
Oh, absolutely.
But the changes are still there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So
we're both having changes, for sure.
So, Suzanne, just remember, and again, I will send this to you afterwards by email, like we did when we did it last time.
Right.
And on the other ones that we did. But when you look at these things, remember you are deserving it, and really expect money to come to you from expected and unexpected sources, and you'll see it. And that's where you're going to start noticing the synchronicities of all this.
Right.
And it feels amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing about Psyche, and this is what I just want to let everybody know, is that it's an easy, fast process to reach the subconscious and get in there and make the changes to the program, to the software of the mind. And that's what's effective, you know?
And it was very effortless, wasn't it, Suzanne?
Yes.
I just sat here and, you know, being open, well, you have to be open to it, obviously, right, Nicole?
Totally, absolutely.
You know, it is just amazing. Oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't know I could talk to the man I'm talking. My poor husband is all I can say.
And you know, when we do these on the phone and on Skype or whatever, however we do, on Skype you can see me do the process. So that works there, too. But if you're doing it on the phone or Skype, it's just as effective because you're doing it through surrogation. And if I have someone on the other end who is very strong at self-muscle testing and believes and has a strong confidence in their self-muscle testing, they can do the muscle testing themselves, and I will just facilitate the process with them.
Yeah, well,
so
and for, the, purpose of the show, like we had you.
Oh, no, no, we couldn't do it for the show because we really, I mean, some of these take a lot longer just to, even just to get the statements put together, the belief statements, sometimes it can take a while.
For sure. Now, is there anything more that you have to do with Suzanne? Are you done with Suzanne?
No, Suzanne is good to go. She's going to be, pretty good, and
Suzanne,
abundance is going to come to her.
Go tell your family you're going out for supper and go on a major shopping spree and keep it posted on all your abundance that comes now, okay, my friend?
Yes, trust in the process.
There we go. Well, thanks for being a part of the show, Suzanne.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Enjoy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Nicole, I was going to say, what I want to we thought we would maybe have some more time for you to work with Christopher, but maybe we'll get you to work with him after the show. But what I want to get out now is that, and you touched on it, everyone listening, they can have a session. Doesn't matter where in the world they are.
Exactly.
You do it over the phone or you do it over Skype.
Exactly.
Right? And then now, people, you were listening and you saw just how, you know, what to expect with this, like you heard it being done. Is there anything that you didn't talk about that you feel that you should be sharing? What else a client can expect when you work with them?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I'd also like to let them know that, you know, if you're not sure about doing a session with me, you can definitely give me a call or send me an email, and I will spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes just chatting with you about it and and being able to look at your situation. So I offer that 20-minute consultation that's free.
Now, and then, can I ask you, right, but while you said that, do you want them to go to your website, and is your contact information on there?
It's all on my website at www.awesomelife.ca. And
perfect.
What you'll find on there is you'll find a contact form. There's a place where it says contact. You can send me an email there. You can also sign up for my newsletter, my free newsletter that is on there. And to come, what you can expect from that is some special offers, some free gifts. Things will be coming to you. So definitely you can do that. Also, just so you know, there's lots of information on my website. You want to know more about what I do, there's some videos there. You know, what inspired me to get into Psyche was when I connected with Bruce Lipton. Bruce Lipton is a stem cell biologist, and he shows and has proven that your beliefs, your perceptions about things change your body and your vibrational level. And he himself practices Psyche.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I really am totally, this doesn't happen often, but this has made me totally speechless of what, I didn't know what to expect would happen with this. And it is, like you said, a totally different experience for me versus my husband, Ross.
Absolutely.
Very totally different. But, you know, it has been phenomenal. And the things that I am seeing happening almost right away, in fact, when you were working with Ross on his, he started manifesting the change while you were on the phone, if you remember.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And for me, it was like happening right away, and it's like continuing and getting bigger and bigger. So everyone, please, please know that we are here to help you at the show. And Nicole is offering you a special once-in-a-lifetime deal where you go to her website, awesomelife.ca, go and sign up for the special offer of 50% off of a session you just heard on the show today. She's offering that for the low cost of only $45.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. And I'm telling you, life-changing for me, absolutely life-changing for Ross. I'm sure Paul and Suzanne are going to have huge things happening for them. We got to share with everybody, you're soon going to be a radio host as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
So we have to tell everybody that when your show comes, it gets started, we will share that on the show, guys, so that you can connect with Nicole more
Absolutely.
During her radio show. So you go to awesomelife.ca, and then you can connect with her after her show gets going in that way, too. And make sure you sign up for her newsletter.
Absolutely.
We're out of time.
Oh, gosh, already. Wow, it really flew by, didn't it?
It really goes fast. I want to thank you for everything that you are doing for everybody, what you've done for Ross and I, what you've done for Paul, what you've done for Suzanne, what you're going to do for Christopher, and all your future listeners of your show. You are truly, truly an amazing, wonderful gift, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I will talk with you soon. I'm sure we'll be talking tomorrow about my latest daily update.
Oh, I can't wait.
Good. Well, folks, we've had a great show. Now, I want to remind you of some upcoming events. You're going to go to awesomelife.ca, and you're going to sign up for the special offer of 50% off of the session with Nicole. I want to also remind you that I'm hosting that free teleseminar next week called 5 Essential Tips to Broadcast Your Business to Millions. That's on Tuesday, May the 14th. So sign up for that. And on the 22nd, How to Launch and Monetize a Successful Radio Show in 30 Days. All the details are found at AskSueLondon.com. Now, next week on the show, we're doing it different. I have so many of you asking me questions and wanting to know more about how I did this or what's it like for this. So we're doing a show next week. My producer, Christopher, and I are doing it, and I'm going to address all the questions that you have. So if there's questions you want me to answer during this live show and you can't call in next week, email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I will answer your questions live on the show. You can ask me anything. Okay, so join us next week with Christopher and I, and on behalf of our guest today, Nicole, Craig, and my wonderful producer, Christopher, and myself, and Paul and Suzanne, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and have a happy Mother's Day, everybody.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio. world.